You're with SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio with me, Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, a yarn by NITV Radio's Matt Starr.
Today I'm speaking with Torres Strait Islander artist with bloodline connections to Erib, Mur and Moa Islands and 2021 NATSIA Awards finalist Toby Cedar. Toby, thanks for joining me and congratulations on being chosen as a finalist.
Thank you very much. It's a big honour for me as an artist to be selected as a finalist.
And I understand with your entry in this year's NATSIA Awards that you wanted to start a conversation around the 150th anniversary of the Coming of the Light. For those of us who might be unfamiliar with that event, can you tell us a bit about the Coming of the Light and what it is?
So the Coming of the Light is when Christianity came into the Torres Straits and it arrived on my dad's island, Dunley Island, Erib, in 1871. Everybody celebrates the Coming of the Light throughout the whole Torres Straits.
And so why have you felt it was important to explore that through your artwork this year?
I just think at the 150th year, with the questions that I've been asking on how to make traditional masks and the methods how it was made is basically lost. And the only way we can see that sort of works is through the institutions like museums and galleries. And that comes down to, from my opinion, is when the Coming of the Light started. It all changed our traditions. We weren't allowed to speak language. We weren't allowed to dance. Any of our artifacts, what they call artifacts, which is part of our everyday living, was our headdresses, the dari. Our masks was one of them. Our traditional drums and all our shrines were destroyed, because they saw it all as the devilish ways. And that's something that's never explained. It's taboo to talk about. And the more I looked into it, I want to know why. For me, I just wanted to open everybody's eyes. Before 1871, who were we? And for the mask to explain his name, Netikanali, do you know who I am? Do you know how I was created? Who created me? Why I was used for? They're the questions I ask. So I'm showcasing this artwork and basically speaking the truth, because when I created this, had this vision of this art piece, my mother and father are full-on Christians. And I was like, well, should I show them? Or I was a bit worried or shown them to see what their opinion was, but my feelings were so strong towards the truth. So I created it, and then when I finished it, I showed it to them, and all they can say was, that was the truth. That's the truth that happened.
So that must have been a really powerful moment to present something that you thought may be challenging to them and to have them accept it.
Yes, well, like I said, today, it's something that when it's brought up, they shut it down straight away. I don't know, because I think it's because it's happened over generations and generations, I think for them, that's all they know, but they don't want to see outside the box to what happened. It's, I don't know what reason, because if it's for shame to their beliefs, or to upset their family beliefs now, but not everything was doom and good, like happiness. There was parts where it was forced upon us.
So your piece this year, Netikanali, is a mask. Can you describe how that looks for us?
So the mask is at the top of, on its forehead. It has like a cross with all these light beams coming out, lights. And the way I did that is it the coming of a light, or is it really the coming of a light, or something that's going to change us forever? And, you know, that's where it started there. So, and then it comes down on its left cheek. It has a mouth opening as if he's speaking something and has got patterns and has got language in patterns, which the patterns represent the language. And in the middle of that, it's got a big cross, meaning that we weren't allowed to speak our language, we weren't allowed to sing, we weren't allowed to dance. And underneath that, near its bottom of his, on the left side of his nose, is like skulls. And there were our shrines. And there's a big cross with that. They were also destroyed. That they were all seen as devilish ways. But for me, it's who's making these decisions? Who's saying the devilish ways? And then go to the other right cheek. It has three headstones that says, rest in peace, drum. Rest in peace, Leop, which means mask, and rest in peace, Dari, which is the headdress. And around that, there's headstones that has flames, which mean they were all destroyed. If not destroyed, some were taken from us, and now which you see in institutions. And above that, it has a question mark, meaning, who am I? Do you know who I am? And then it comes up under his eyes. He's got, under both eyes, he's had three teardrops. Because he is crying that we have forgotten who he is anymore or how to create him. The shape of it is of a like a mask, traditional mask, but in a contemporary way. Yep.
That's a lot of powerful statements in a single artwork. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
I believe it's something that for me, has to be told, because too many, like the more I've researched and asked my elders, they said, oh, you can't talk about it. It's devil things, like devilish things, you know? Like, but I don't blame them for doing that, because it's been passed down from their parents, from their grandparents, you know? I just want to open up the eyes and say, not to force it upon them, just to say it did happen, and this is what's happening now. And today we're trying to revive our language. That was part of that as well. And some of the, like I said, the masks, you can only see them in museums and galleries now.
And so aside from your parents, how has the reaction been to the artwork in a wider sense?
I've consulted my elders, and they've said the same thing is the truth. Like, everything that's on that mask, it happened.
And in your artist biography for the exhibition, you do touch on the idea of inquiring with elders about history and artifacts while you were working on the mask. Can you talk about that importance of turning to elders and the maybe lesser discussed research phase of art making?
Well, they're the for me, you can't get information from a library. You must tell them to your elders, because they are, everything is passed down through mir, which is talk. Speak, you got to speak it out. You can't go and read. You must sit down with elders, and they would tell you from what they were passed. It's all passed down. There's a process you got to go through. And for me, for every artwork that I do, I always consult my elders to get an approval. And yeah, that's a big part of my art making. And for this one, all I can say was the truth.
Are you currently working on any other projects, or are you just focused on the Natsia for the moment?
I'm working on some new projects, which is the same as Nete Kanali now, which is the mark. It also glows in the dark, which is something different. So the resin that I've carved into it is all mixed with pearlized and glow in the dark. So when the light goes off, all the carvings illuminate. So I'm creating more works for Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. So I'm working on that and a few other exhibitions I've got going at the end of the year as well.
The Telstra Natsia exhibition opens on Saturday, August 7th for free at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory in Darwin and will also be available virtually online. That was artist and finalist Toby Cedar. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.